Test 65, Section 3, Question 16. And here, we're looking for the structure or kind of how it responds, but it is a two-part. So we want to say, how does the economist respond? We'll talk about these in just a minute. But the critic says, yet another of your bumbling forecasts. Last year, you predicted the economy would soon go into a recession if current economic policies were not changed. So a little bit of an insult and says, you said that recession if we don't change policy. Instead, economic growth is even stronger this year. So yeah, now things are awesome. The economist says, there's nothing at all bumbling about my warning. Okay, so it's saying you're wrong. Indeed, it convinced the country's leaders to change economic policies, which is what prevented a recession. So here, one of the things I always ask is, does the second person dispute the conclusion? Do they dispute the evidence? And do they bring up new information? That helps me just kind of get a good picture of the what's going on in the second person's argument. And here, if we look at it, the critic's basic thing is, you were wrong when you said, if current policies stay the same, then you're going to get a recession. And the evidence for that is, well, we had stronger growth. Now, if we look at what we have, the economist is not arguing with the evidence that we got more growth. But the economist is arguing that the conclusion is wrong, meaning the economist is saying, no, my prediction wasn't bad, and does bring up new information by saying they did change their policies, and that's the thing. So it says it's bringing up new information to challenge the conclusion, but not the evidence. Okay, so A, indicating that the state of affairs on which the economist's prediction was conditioned did not obtain. So this is one of those sentences where I read it and said, what? I know every one of those words, and that makes no sense when you put it together that way. So I said, maybe. Let's keep going. Distinguishing between a prediction that has not yet turned out to be correct and one that has turned out to be correct? I said, it's not really about what hasn't happened yet versus what has. This is about saying, look, they changed. And so therefore, it did. My prediction was right because it would have happened otherwise. Attempting to show that the critic's statements are mutually inconsistent. It's not trying to show that there's an inherent contradiction. It's just saying, look, things changed. They changed based on what I said, so my prediction was okay. Offering a particular counterexample to a general claim. There really wasn't a general claim in the critic's argument. It was a very specific claim about a particular prediction. And then offering evidence against one of the critic's factual premises. And here we come down to, it wasn't that the economist was challenging the evidence. The evidence in the first in the critic was that the economy is good, and the economist is saying, yeah, that's true because they did what I said. So I went back to A and said, okay, let's see if this will work. And this one comes down to kind of, there's a phrase, the usage of the word obtain is weird here. And occasionally LSAT will do this. They will use the word obtain as synonymous with occur. And so if we read it as occur, it'll make a little more sense. So indicating that the state of affairs on which the economist's prediction was conditioned, meaning the if portion of the economist's prediction, did not occur. And that's what's happening. The economist is saying, look, we didn't meet the if condition. My prediction was, if policies weren't changed, there would be a recession. And we didn't meet the if condition because they did change it. And so therefore, my prediction was fine. And so A does turn out to be our correct answer. But I think this one is hard for multiple reasons. One, from just a grammatical standpoint, it's a tricky sentence. B, from a vocabulary thing, it's a weird use of the word obtain. And C, just making sure that we're understanding it. So good, tough question. If you got it right, congrats.